So Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, Nutrisystem.com.
We're talking today with Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem. And thank goodness summer is here, but that could be a problem as far as eating goes. You have a few tips for us to make summertime not a time when you put on a lot of extra weight.
It's hard because many people work so hard throughout the winter in hopes of losing weight before summer. But when summer arrives, you know, we tend to abandon our healthy lifestyles a little bit. We're more active, but I think our eating, the parties, the barbecues, all of that, you know, puts us in, you know, situations that could result in weight gain.
Boy, you aren't kidding. And one of your tips is eat before you go out. That's an excellent one.
It's always good to eat before you go out because even, and we talk about this with holiday parties as well,
yeah.
If you're headed out for a big party, a meal, a barbecue, and I know some of us have the mentality when we think, oh, let's skip breakfast or even lunch and then we'll just eat a lot at the barbecue. And then that's exactly what happens. We eat a lot at the barbecue and it's better to go into an event feeling somewhat full, eat plenty of nutritious, high fiber foods throughout the day, pretend the day is just like any other. And then, you know, you will indulge a little bit when you get to the barbecue, but it stops you from overindulging. A lot of us, again, you know, saving those calories for the main event always results in eating more than you intended.
Your second tip, tip number two, is instead of indulging in high calorie desserts, maybe fruit would be a good option.
Yes, the great thing about summer is all the fruits that are available. So it's a much more interesting fruit season, in my opinion, than the winter. So, mm-hmm. you know, fresh cantaloupes, strawberries, blueberries, you know, great, great antioxidant there. You know, there's a lot of fruits that we can indulge in that will solve our sweet tooth. And that's something that we always recommend and encourage our customers to do. So but have the blueberry, skip the blueberry pie.
And probably not a good idea, although I have seen people do this. They put a little bit of Splenda on their strawberries and then they're really chowing down. You don't advise that, do you? Or maybe it isn't so bad.
Okay, so in complete candor, Pat, I've been known to do that sometimes. So I will put a little Splenda on my strawberries, but I would say, you know, not the healthiest option to, you know, don't add artificial sweetener if you don't need it. And you know, I do that if I want to juice it and have it overnight or I'm using it on something else, not just plain strawberries. Yeah. But in general, yeah, you shouldn't just be adding the Splenda to it. But, you know, it's better than sugar, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole debate out around that.
Yeah, there certainly is.
You know, it's hard to stick to your routine during the summer, especially because most of us take some form of vacation or, you know, the weekends tend to be more active with getting together. And of course, you know, eating is the main activity that we tend to do with people. So we find ourselves in the summer constantly in these situations. But summer also is a great time just to go for a bike ride, go for a hike. So, you know, if you can do that in the morning, get some of your exercise in early in the day, go enjoy nature, one of my favorite things to do, and then go enjoy yourself a little bit in the afternoon. That's always good. But, you know, don't let summer disrupt your healthy lifestyle.
Another tip is to watch what you drink. And I went to a one of those food truck festivals over the weekend, and they're so much fun. You have to really watch, but they're a lot of fun. But I had a smoothie, and man, it was very sugary, and I don't even want to think about how many calories in that one smoothie.
Yeah, the smoothies you have to be careful with, because if they're made with, you know, the fruits and don't have, you know, smoothies with ice cream added in, not exactly healthy. But, you know, you can have smoothies that are healthy. But it's hard for us when we go pick it up at a store, at a food truck festival, to know exactly what it is that you're eating or drinking. The other thing, you know, one of the favorite things during summer is let's have some beer. Let's have some beer and wine. And, you know, always go for the lighter options. You know, there's plenty of good options for, you know, beer and wine that are out there that are lower calories.
So
and, you know, avoid, you know, the fun drinks, like the frozen drinks, that's a sugar trap. So I would avoid those entirely unless, you know, you're on a vacation, have one or two the entire week, not every day.
Exactly. Well, I also saw that wine coolers. I was having one of those, I think it was a fuzzy navel. And they're so much fun, and you think, this is just like drinking Kool-Aid. Well, but they have a lot of calories. There was like 200 calories in this one bottle of fuzzy
navel. Lot of calories. And, you know, like you know, we always say, you know, dieting or losing weight, healthy lifestyles can't be about deprivation. So, you know, you can always have a little bit, but, you know, just really need to be careful. And of course, you know, water with some fruit added is great during the summer and keeps you hydrated. And that's really important as well.
And also, finally, one tip on swaps, locale swaps.
Swaps are important. So, you know, potato salad, instead of having it with mayonnaise, making it with mayonnaise, you know, use olive oil, herbs, and lemon juice to make pasta salad or a potato salad. Greek yogurt, for example, in a potato salad instead of mayonnaise is a good alternative. You know, lean ground beef, you know, you can get the 90%, the 93% instead of the 80% burgers, a little more expensive, but, you know, certainly healthier for you. And yeah, skip the bun a little bit. You know, if you're going to have two burgers, maybe one with a bun, maybe one without. Ideally, one burger best.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have on our site, which we call The Leaf, our online story hub, which I know you know all about, you know, a lot of great recipes and ideas for, you know, healthy summer swaps. So people can check that out if they're looking for ideas.
Very important. And, you know, I actually stumbled on something. Instead of getting a whole cake, like a whole cheesecake, if you're having a dinner party or something like that, these food courts now have where you can just buy a single slice or two or three slices.
Right.
Or I got a raspberry oatmeal bar, and I got four of them because we were having a dinner party with another couple. And that way, there wasn't a whole cake laying around all week.
Right. A lot of times the issue is the leftovers, right? We can get through the party, but then if we threw the party, we have all those leftovers. And I agree with you. You know, I like, you know, the cheesecakes, and you can get a big cheesecake, or they make more the smaller size ones, which might be great for a party. Or even, you know, I think about, you know, for birthdays, we always do Carvel cakes. And, you know, we've gone from getting the big cake to getting the little cake for the four of us.
Excellent. Yeah.
Again, you know, it's not about deprivation. It's about, you know, moderation.
Yes. Anything else you want to add, Dawn?
No, I hope that everybody has really a healthy, fun summer. It's just getting started, and you know, I'm looking forward to it, and people should keep up their healthy routines and, you know, just eat smart.